to appear. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. The federal appeals court rules South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham will have to testify before a special grand jury in Georgia.
The three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit Appeals Court ruled Fulton County DA Fannie Willis can question the senator in her investigation of the phone call from former President Trump to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger about the result of the 2020 election. Calls Graham made to Raffensperger will also be addressed. Graham claims his elected post shields him from being called to testify. He maintains he did nothing wrong. Graham can also appeal the ruling of the three-judge panel to the full 11th Circuit Court. District Attorney Willis says she hopes to have her investigation done by the end of the year. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit by six Republican-led states challenging President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. President Biden's plan, announced earlier this month, allows students to apply to have up to $20,000 of debt canceled. And the president in the all-important state of Pennsylvania, less than 3 weeks before the midterm election in Pittsburgh, the president spoke about the Fern Hollow Bridge, which collapsed into a ravine.
This is just one of 2,400 bridges across the country. They're being repaired just this year because of this law.
The president says $40 billion of the $1 trillion in infrastructure funding is set aside for bridge repair. The Fern Hollow Bridge is in the process of being rebuilt. The Environmental Protection Agency says it's looking into whether state agencies in Mississippi discriminated against the majority black state capital of Jackson by refusing to fund improvements to its failing water system. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A convicted murderer is put to death in Oklahoma for murdering his 9-month-old 20 years ago.
At the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister.
The sentence of Benjamin Cole is being carried out. The time of death was 10:22 a.m.
Department of Corrections spokesman Justin Wolf. Cole's execution, after a last-minute appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, was denied. A state court ruled him competent, and the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board also denied Cole clemency for forcibly bending his 9-month-old daughter backwards in 2002, breaking her spine and tearing her aorta, killing her. He's now the sixth person to be put to death in Oklahoma after the state resumed capital punishment last year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
More than $20 billion has been stolen in similar scams, but in this case, a California woman sets herself apart by stealing a relatively small sum of money with a twist.
She pocketed more than $145,000 in unemployment benefits by using the names of convicted killers, including Scott Peterson, for bogus payouts. Prosecutors with the California Attorney General's office claim Brandy Iglesias forged Peterson's name to claim more than $18,500 from the State Employment Development Department in June of 2020. He's in prison for killing his pregnant wife and unborn child, dumping their bodies into San Francisco Bay on Christmas Eve 2002. Iglesias is facing 10 charges, including grand theft and identity theft. Iglesias did not enter a plea and was ordered held on $20,000 bail until she returns to court next week. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A town employee who quietly lowered the fluoride level in a Vermont community's drinking water for years has resigned, and Richmond Water Superintendent Kendall Chamberlain disclosed in his 5-page resignation letter that fluoride levels have not been in the state recommended range for over a decade. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.